This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, as I was talking in the previous segment about the fact that more and more people want to learn about their family histories, not so far as oral traditions as to whether certain events happened to their families or encounters with unusual beings, but just to know who their ancestors were. And we have those genetic tests that determine your makeup. Chris, you had that done to you at one time.
You know, I did, because I was adopted at age 5, along with one of my brothers, one of four of us. I've always been very intrigued about my genetic background, because I really didn't have that much knowledge about, you know, my family on my biological parent's side. So, you know, now with the advent of affordable DNA testing, I went ahead and did the swab on the inside of the cheek, the saliva test, and sent it off to Ancestry.com. And I had been told by my half-brother, who I was reunited with after many years, that my father had managed, when he got out of prison, had managed to establish that he was one quarter Cherokee. And as a result of that, my half sister was able to go to Stanford University and have her education paid for. So I've always, you know, since I found out this information in 2001, I've been very intrigued about the possibility of having Native American ancestry in my genetic makeup. So I went ahead and did the test. And when it came back, I was absolutely amazed. number one, I had absolutely no Native American in me. and number two, it turns out that I'm more British than the majority of Brits.
I'm Say like, what?
I'm 70% English with 17% Iberian, which I guess would be the Spanish or Portuguese or Basque, 1% Finnish, 1% Russian, Eastern European, 1% Tanzanian, and 1% Mali. I guess that goes way back to...
Your father must not have been your father if he said he had proved that he was one fourth Cherokee.
Well, he was also
I mean, you would have had to inherit some of that if he truly were your father, right?
You would think so, but he also probably had a good line of gab. Was able to fast talk his way into getting his getting his card, so to speak. As it turns
out, to me that your sister would be able to go to college, because that would mean she would only be 1/8. And I bet I know a lot of Native Americans would like to know how you do that, because you're not eligible for college assistance, not a full ride, but even college assistance, unless you're a quarter.
Well, he must have pulled a fast one somehow. I really don't know all the details of how he managed to do that, but to find out that most Brits are only, most of them are less than 50% British, and to find out that I had significantly more, genetic background, English background, than most, native Britons. It was quite an eye opener for me. But one thing that I do find very interesting with the progress of science and technology is we're more and more able to establish migration patterns, when specific peoples arrived in specific locations, what sort of genetic makeup went into, what we now know as, let's say, a Native American tribe. For instance, the Zuni Indians, based on what I know, have a connection with the Ainu, who are the Aboriginal people of Japan. The Mayans have Polynesian in them and appear to have come by way of the ocean from the West, or not the Maya, the Hopi, rather. So I think as we progress in time and technology becomes more and more affordable and accessible to people, I think we're going to establish some very interesting patterns, like I said, of migration and how the melting pot has eventuated into what we now know as specific identity groups here in North America, and I'm sure in South America as well.
Chris, just a fast question to throw in here. All right, so you're saying that most British people are less than 50% British.
Mm-hmm.
What's the rest? Is there a tendency to be one thing or another? I gather possibly the Queen, the royal family, there's a lot of German in there, isn't there?
Yes, and also because of the waves of Scandinavians that came from the north, the Vikings, and also the influx of Spanish blood from, let's say, the sinking of the Spanish Armada, your Black Irish, for instance, a lot of their genealogy, in some sense, could be traced back to the Iberian Peninsula, which is quite common. So basically what you're seeing with genetic information is waves of migration that then genetically impact a particular area and a particular people. And to me it's very fascinating. For instance, the Scottish people have a legend of Queen Scotia, who many believe was a daughter of Akhenaten, an Egyptian. So I'm fascinated by this type of scientific work, and I think it's quite revealing, again, how migrations of people end up influencing the genetic makeup of what we would consider indigenous people.
Now, 23andMe.com and Ancestry.com, they offer a service like this for $99. If you look online, you might get for less. I have no idea about the quality of the services. I mean, if someone wants to buy me a genetic test, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'm 88% ET or something. And that's an interesting question that kind of hits me here as we talk about genetic
makeup. Yeah, that would explain a lot.
Well, there's definitely something weird going on there, and I'd love to know what it is. But, Artie, are there legends of interbreeding with star people and Earth people?
I think there's some indication that that has happened. You know, one of the stories in my book is a story that talks about an elder who told me, he said, this place was once their home. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, I've been told by the star travelers that they once lived on Earth. And no indication of why they left or anything. But, you know, one of the things that goes through my mind when I hear that, what if at one time there was a great civilization that lived on Earth and they were human beings and they literally destroyed the Earth and went to another place, to another planet to live, like we are trying right now to go to Mars and develop a 1,000-person colony up there. You know, you stop and think about some of these stories that you've been told, In my book is also a story of a 90-year-old elder who told me that she had been abducted since she was a child, and she got so fed up with it that at one point she demanded to know why they were taking her, and they told her, your DNA is close to ours. So when you start talking about DNA, I mean, this was in 1974, and I was visiting with her in her kitchen, and she got up and she went over to a drawer and she pulled out this notebook. And in the notebook was an account of all the years in her life since she had been keeping it in the late 50s or early 60s. And she'd write the year, and then she would write events that had gone on. And in this one, on the page that said 1974, there were small letters, DNA, and a word MAULEQULES for molecules. She said they explained it to her, but she didn't know anything about it. Well, if I'd been living, you and I wouldn't have known anything about it in 1974 either, because the expression or the term DNA was not a popular term. But she had heard that and had kept a record of that. That her DNA was so similar to the star people that's why they kept coming back and taking her.
We've got Artie Six Killer Clark joining us a lot more to talk about. And Chris has a question to open up the next segment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning graphic converter, the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. Get 20% off from lemkesoft.de/gene. That's lemkesoft.de/gene. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The book from Artie Sixkiller Clark from Anomalous Books is More Encounters with Star People, Urban American Indians Tell Their Stories. The book hasn't been out long, but she's received a number of very, very favorable reviews from readers. And I think the worst review, and you got to be congratulated there because this doesn't happen very often. The worst review is 4 stars, not 5.
Wow. That's excellent. Well, Artie, we have questions that are posted by our listeners at the Question Bank, where forum posters can ask questions of our guests. And this is a good question from Ronaway. And he's wondering, I'll just read his question verbatim and then do a little follow-up here. But do the groups know why they were singled out by the visitors? And are any still visited? Thanks. And what I'd like to kind of add on top of that is, what percentage of, if you could put a number on it, just roughly, what percentage of stories and legends have a very specific rationale for why they're being singled out by the Star People? And do you think that Native Americans have more of a chance of having these experiences than your average Anglo?
Well, I think that Native Americans not necessarily have more experiences, but I think anybody who lives in rural or isolated areas are more likely to have those experiences. And if you look at reservations, the majority of them, at least in the western part of the United States, are in very isolated areas. I think in the tribal groups that speak about Star People and have many legends about Star People, there have been interactions going on between them for centuries, since the beginning of time. And I'm trying to remember what Ron's question was.
Well, he's wondering, why are they singled out? What particular rationale?
I don't know that they were singled out. You know, it may be that they are the ancestors. They were the ancestors of the, because many of the tribes will describe them as the ancestors, the people who went before. I don't think they were necessarily singled out. It just happened to be that they were the group. You know, there's an ancient story that's told by the Cherokee about the young hunters that went out, looking, you know, hunting for deer and came upon this silver circular craft in a meadow. And saw these little men, and then they went back to their elders and they said, what should we do? And so the elders and leaders of the tribe went out and greeted them. And these Star People told them that, well, we're here to rest and to study. And so it was agreed that they would, the Cherokee would teach them things and they would teach the Cherokee things. And they lived there among them until their work was finished and they decided to go home. And the story is that they told the Cherokee people that we will always watch out for you. So over and over I've heard Cherokee people tell me, hey, you know, when I saw this, I had this encounter, I was told as a child that, you know, the Star People would always look out for me, so I wasn't afraid. Because those stories were passed on, that you can expect to see them. And when you do see them, don't be afraid. Don't worry, because they're here to look out for you.
What Native American groups that you've come in contact with and collected stories, which groups have the richest tradition of that? In other words, this particular dynamic is really important. Versus just people having experiences and having it be more of a peripheral thing. Which cultures are most reliant on this particular body of evidence in their culture?
Well, I think the Cherokees have some of the strongest stories. And of course, as you mentioned, the Lakota Sioux, the Chippewa Cree certainly do. There's just a number of different tribal groups. Some of them maybe only have one or two stories. Others can have a dozen stories. So it just depends on, but I think of the southeastern Indians, probably the Cherokee have the most stories.
How about the Pueblo people and the whole idea of the Kachina as a representation of Star People, the various Star People groups?
Well, you know, they're more closed about their stories, but obviously the Kachina is supposedly a star being, and I think that you find the same in the Dene, the Navajo. So, when the Kachina dances in the plaza, and the blue star is seen in the sky. You know, it's the warning that, you know, their Messiah is returning.
Just a fast question here: the similarity of these legends. Are we thinking then, at the time towards the dawn of recorded history, that all these tribes really started from one source? It was just one tribe that split up over the years?
I don't think so. I mean, all you have to do is look at the different tribes, and you can see different physical differences. You see different traditions, different beliefs, different history, and
they will tell you physical that. Attributes.
I understand that.
You know, you look at here in Montana, you know, alone, you know, you have certain tribes that are very tall and others that aren't so tall at all, you know, but the Lakota, the Blackfeet, and the Crow are very tall people.
But they're all talking, a lot of them are talking about star people. Do we assume it's all the same race that interacted with all these tribes or multiple
tribes?
Their
stories are very different.
Okay.
They're not the same.
Key differences, let's focus on this more, because I think our listeners would like to hear more specific events. What are the major differences from tribe to tribe in the recollections of the encounters with star people?
Well, with some tribes, there's more shape-shifting individuals who come to the earth, and they transform themselves into other shapes. That would be one. With some tribes, there's more stories about interaction with women. You know, I'm not really prepared to discuss this, so I'm trying to think on my feet here what would be some of the differences.
It's no problem. We're just trying to focus on a lot of different areas.
Right. Yeah. There certainly are, you know, different stories. And as you will, hopefully if I get my next book done, that you know, you'll definitely see that, because I'm trying to tell a wide variety of the ancient legends.
The book is called More Encounters with Star People, Urban American Indians Tell Their Stories. And our guest this week is the author, Artie Sixkiller Clark. And one more thing. Don't forget to check out the PowerCast Plus for our exclusive podcast, After the PowerCast. It's only available if you subscribe to the PowerCast Plus. You also get the commercial-free version of this show and lots of other benefits, videos, show transcripts, book excerpts, lots more coming. Go to plus.thepowercast.com. Once again, that's plus.thepowercast.com. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so coming as someone who hasn't been exposed to this tradition so much, what do you think would be a good story to acquaint them with, to give them an idea of what's been going on over the centuries?
You mean an ancient story?
Sure. You know, some early story. I don't say it's a typical story because there probably aren't typical stories, but something that represents a lasting effect on people.
Okay, well, this story I've heard from many different travel groups. The story is always a little bit different, but it has similar themes. Okay, so I'll tell you this story as that was told to me by an elder. This story talks about, the legend of Cloudcatcher. Cloudcatcher was a young man growing up, and it was time for him to have his coming of age kind of ceremony that they have, and he refused to participate, and his parents were so angry with him that they threw him out of their home. And so Cloudcatcher goes out into the night, and he's sitting by the river, and he lays down in the grass and he falls asleep. And suddenly he woke up when a strange bright light beamed down from the sky. And as he looked at it in amazement, a beautiful woman walked out of the light. And she says, "Cloudcatcher, I've come for you." And as she turned away, he felt duty-bound to follow her. But instead of walking, she began to fly upward. And suddenly Cloudcatcher realizes that once inside the light, he could also fly. So he ascended to the sky beside her, and when he looked down below, he could see the dim light of Earth while the stars lit up the sky. When he finally came to, he was in a land of crystal lakes and immense lodges, and he woke up on a couch of rich furs with the couch's arms cut from jasper and tipped with silver, and he was amazed at what this world that he was in, because it was so unfamiliar to him. And while he was gazing around him, the brother of the young guy woman who had taken him walked into the room and saw him. And he described the brother as being tall and so dazzling in gold and silver ornaments that he could hardly look at him. But when the brother saw Cloudcatcher, he was angry. He told his sister, "You have to send him back to Earth. He cannot stay here among us. We don't want him here." So she told her, "No, Cloudcatcher is going to be my husband." And despite her brother's worries, within days they were married, and the two of them, so much in love, thought they would live happily ever after. But as the time passed, the sight of Earth made Cloudcatcher very lonely and longing for his people. So he told his wife, "I want to go home." And she said, "But we have children." And he said, "I know, but I want to go home. I miss my family too much." So she said, "Well, you can go, but if you're more pleased with the hardships of Earth, you can go. But I'm warning you, do not take an Earth woman for your wife." And so he goes back to Earth, and the next morning he wakes up the door of his father's house. His relatives gather around and welcome him, and he learned that he had been in the sky for many years. And after a time, despite the warnings of his sky wife, Cloudcatcher took an Earth wife. And in 4 days, she was dead. Well, he unheeded that lesson and married again, and this time his wife passed within a week.
Not very nice people.
As the story goes, shortly thereafter, Cloudcatcher stepped from his lodge one evening and never came back. And the people said that on that night, the woods were filled with strange lights. And the villagers believed that Cloudcatcher's sky wife had come for him, and that he lived out his life among the star people.
Where are the star people from?
Well, they're from a lot of different places, as I understand. I wish I could give you that answer.
Well, you say lots of different places. What do the legends say?
Well, most of them don't even say anything, you know, about the location. The ancient legends and even the contemporary stories that people tell me, they rarely, Pleiades is sometimes mentioned, Sirius is sometimes mentioned, but, you know, it's not a common thing where people seem to even be aware of where they are.
Thing that I've noticed in my research, and I've done quite a bit of research in this area, and have a very, very close friend who is a Zuni elder who has opened up and told me some stuff that I think normally someone like me wouldn't be told. But one thing that I've noticed is I have not encountered any stories, any traditions that talk about planets as being homes for these beings. It's always referred to as further out in the stars, mm-hmm. as opposed to something closer, let's say Venus or one of the
right.
visible planets. Have you noticed that as well?
Absolutely. You know, they'll say, "Well, where was it?" They'll say, "Far from home." You know. So, yeah.
Chris?
Well, that was just a comment or an observation that I had. You would think that the visible planets would generate some stories or legends or have some sort of traditional knowledge attached to them, you know, like the Greeks and the Romans and that sort of thing, more traditional myths from the Western world. But I find it very curious and intriguing that at least, you know, to my limited knowledge, which granted is more than most people's, but not as much as someone like Artie, I have not encountered a single story that would relate any of these beings to any of the visible planets. And I find that very, very intriguing. You want to give us some examples of some urban encounters that we've had in more recent times and how they possibly have indications of similarities with some of the older legends and stories, or let's say are dissimilar?
Well, I have a story that I was recently told by a young man that I was invited to a big family gathering reunion, I suppose you would call it, and I met this man. He was middle-aged, and who told me that when he was in college that over a break that they had in school that it was too short to go home and too long to stay in the dorms. So he decided that he was going to take a trip to the Seattle Space Needle. And he said they had gone there when he was in high school, and he wanted to eat lunch in the Space Needle because when he was a kid, he didn't have the money to do that. So he set off and was literally abducted. He told me about having sex with a female entity, and that over the next several years, he had repeated abductions until he actually fathered 6 children. And he said that today he is still goes to that planet, I guess you would call it. He knows his children. His children are highly regarded because they are the product of an Earth father and a star woman, and they have a high place in the hierarchy of the of the class system on that planet, and they are unique in that they can not only speak verbally, but they can communicate telepathically. He says that when he encountered these beings for the first time, it was a woman that came to him and who took him on board the craft. So there is that similarity there, the fact that he fathered several children. The fact, I asked him, well, why don't you stay there if that's, you know. He says the reason he cooperates is that he has been told, again, that his DNA was very similar to theirs.
Let's continue with that. In our next segment with Artie Six Killer Clark and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores you'll love to eat. Yum!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris, we have RE6 Killer Clark, and she was talking about an interesting case there in our previous segment, and I had to interrupt you towards the end because the network clock is the network clock. Have any more to say before we move on?
No, not really. What I was illustrating was, you know, here is an ancient legend that talks of a woman being taken to the stars where the man fathers several children, decides he wants to come back to Earth, returns to Earth, and then finally goes back and lives with his wife in the stars. And the same thing with the contemporary story, except that the man doesn't live there. He just goes there on occasion, you know, because he has. I ask him, you know, do you have the same kind of relationship with your children there as you would have on Earth? And he says, no, not at all. You know, it's when I go there, he said that the society is quite rigid in their rules because they have a place where they put all of us who are abductees and who have fathered or parented, because he said there were a couple women he had seen. They put them in this place to sleep. And then wherever they go, they have someone accompanying them. They're not allowed to talk to the other abductees, so he has no idea who they are or where they come from. But his situation, he said, is very unique. He owned several businesses in Seattle and was able to come and go as he pleased so that he had people who worked for him. He was a very successful businessman. And so when he disappeared, no one would really think anything about it. So he said, you know, often he went for a weeks at a time. And
wow. One thing I've noticed is there seems to be a higher percentage of stories and accounts that involve procreation, sexual relations, and more intimate type relationships with star beings, as opposed to your more conventional kind of Anglo versions, which seem to be a little bit more at arm's length, a little bit more separation. There seems to be more of like a doctor patient or scientist and you know, study group, as opposed to more intimate type of apparent relationships. Have you noticed this as well?
Well, I haven't because, you know, my first book, I think I only had a couple of stories. I think in my next book, I think there was one story. And in this book, in my new book, there, again, only a couple of stories. I think that it's probably similar to mainstream ufology, but populations. But I think that what I was fascinated by, and I've had, I have a number of stories that probably I will never publish enough books to tell all these stories, but a number of stories where males were abducted, and that's not common in, you know, there are a lot of stories about women being abducted and the implantation of a sperm or some sort of thing that creates a child, and then the child is taken, or women being taken on board crafts where they're told, this is your baby. But and that happens throughout the population. But there are very few stories of men who are taken and are told they are fathers. And that's what I find most interesting is the men who have come forward to me and told me. Now, I don't have a whole lot, but I do have some.
Well, I wonder here, just listening to what you said about so-called abductees being taken among the star people, they sound like they're slaves or they're captured and they're not allowed to talk to other people. They're not allowed to have the freedom. And that, to me, is telling me they're not very nice.
Well, you know, and I asked him that. I said, oh, why don't you just live there? And he says, because I value democracy. I value my freedom. And when you live there, that you have no freedom, really. He said there are two classes of people. There's the upper class and the lower class. But because the upper class takes care of every need of the lower class, they don't rebel. And I found that kind of interesting because it looks like we're moving to that kind of a society where the upper class, provides that kind of service, you know, to the less fortunate and moving away from, you know, when you got 50% of the population not working but are being taken care of. And it makes you think about a society like that he was talking about. I don't know. He preferred his freedom to living in an environment like that. And I asked him, well, do you think your children would ever come here? And he said, my children would never want to leave here because they would not have the same station as they have there. They would not have the same position.
Doesn't sound like a very nice place.
No, it doesn't to me either.
But you're relating this, of course, to reports of UFO abductions around the world, but we have similar things happening, interacting with other beings of different descriptions, possible genetic manipulation or the creation of hybrids, or as one particular researcher calls them, hybrids, human hybrids. So are we just hearing different versions of the same stories?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The general sense of UFO abductions and the interactions with supposed extraterrestrials. Some aspects of that are sounding the same as some of the reports that you give us.
Well, I don't know if they're similar. I don't read a lot of those accounts or listen to TV that much. But I think if that's the truth, if that is the case, then I think that would lend credibility to these stories. If other people are experiencing similar things, then it's happening to more than one person. And it's not just one person telling the story.
Yeah, and there is both Gene and I are fairly well read in terms of your more well-known and contemporary accounts. You mentioned males being taken for purposes of procreation and, you know, some sort of sexual angle. Of course, the very famous case from South America, the Villa-Boas case.
Right.
Yeah, that would be one of the exceptional exceptions to the, the ratio of men to women that report these types of cases. And that is a bit standalone. Some of the details of that account are almost humorous, it's kind of a strange sort of sick sort of way. But I have another question here. This one comes from a longtime poster named Wade, who's been posting at forum.theparacast.com since 2011. And he's asking me to put this as best I can, but I'll pre-sage the question with a with an observation made by an abduction researcher named Daryl Sims, who has interviewed hundreds and hundreds of abductees over the past 30-plus years. And what he determined was that if you have Cherokee and Celtic lineage, that you are more likely than any other genetic type to be abducted, let's say, for lack of a better term, or visited or taken away. He said that there's a higher percentage of people with Cherokee, a combination of Cherokee and Irish or Celtic blood. That tends to be a larger demographic type in the numbers. And Wade is wondering, if you've looked into a possible connection with people of Celtic origins and why they, along with Native Americans, or as I mentioned, Cherokees in that sense, may be singled out or targeted. Do we have any indication through your work that that there could be some sort of correlation there?
Well, you know, I haven't heard of that research before. I find it very interesting. I have not found among the Cherokees who have participated in my research and more Cherokees telling me stories than I have other tribal groups. So I didn't know that was the case, and I'd be very interested. And if he would send me that information at Artie@sixkiller.com, I sure would love to hear from him, because that's something that I would like to perhaps pursue and look into.
We've got more to come with Artie, Six Killer Clark. Along with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.